Magic 99.5 WZIM. Good morning. It's Magic Mornings with Murph and RSV. It's going around town. You may have heard a coworker or somebody that has this. What is it? What does it do? It seems like it's kind of something new. Dr. Beatty is in here from the Springfield Clinic, Bloomington Normal. Doctor, what is RSV?
Oh, good morning. Thanks for having me. RSV stands for respiratory syncytial virus. It's a common cause of what's called bronchiolitis. Bronchiolitis is an infection of the lower airways.
Yeah, right. But this is a virus. So what can people do to keep from getting it?
Prevention for RSV is all about good hygiene. It's about covering the mouth when you cough. It's about washing your hands. It's spread by respiratory droplets. And so when somebody sneezes and it hits any of your mucous membranes, you can even sneeze onto like a tabletop and it can be infective for 2 to 3 hours afterwards.
Wow.
So you just really have to be careful, make sure you're washing your hands, doing all those good practices that we talk about.
Yeah, we started all doing that in 2020 to get COVID. And this is kind of continuing on this. Dr. Beatty's with us from Springfield Clinic, Bloomington Normal. We're talking about RSV. And, you know, why are we seeing it at this time of year? Is it just because of the cold weather settling in? Or what's going on?
Definitely. RSV is seasonal. We'll see it anywhere starting in October. This year, it's kind of started here at the beginning of November. It'll last through February. Typically, the worst months for RSV are December, January, and February here in central Illinois. And it's just because of the cold weather and it's a seasonal virus.
And how do we know the difference between a cold and RSV?
It's a great question. A lot of times we don't even care to differentiate the difference between RSV and a common cold virus. In an older patient, anybody in good health, because it is going to present just as a simple cold. It's the children under 2 and the elderly, or those who are more at risk because of other health conditions, that we are concerned if it's RSV.
Yeah, I was just going to say, because I know COVID really wasn't much to kids, but really hard on older adults. RSV, though, is hard on kids and older adults, isn't it?
You're 100% correct. It's so similar to COVID from that standpoint. COVID's just a coronavirus. RSV is a respiratory syncytial virus, but they all cause cold symptoms for the vast majority of patients.
Dr. Beatty is with us from Springfield Clinic, Bloomington Normal. We're talking about RSV. What percentage of cases need inpatient care? I mean, is this like, you know, because COVID in the beginning stages, almost 50% of the cases were hospitalized, and it went down obviously significantly with the immunizations and herd immunity and everything else. What about RSV?
With RSV, it's very uncommon to be hospitalized. The difference being those children under 2 years of age are more at risk because of the simple size of their airway. RSV attacks the smaller airway and you get inflammation in that. And so if your airway is much smaller to begin with, just because of your size, you're more at risk. It's actually the most common cause of hospitalizations for children this time of year. But all cases out there, the vast majority are just going to have cold symptoms for 3 to 5 days.
Dr. Beatty, if anybody needs care for RSV or has any more questions, where can they go?
They can come see us at our office. We're at 2005 Jacobson here in Normal, and we'd love to answer any questions or help out with the care of the children.
Yeah, make sure you take care of everybody here with RSV, of course, because it's going through the community right now, and you really want to keep an eye on it. Dr. Beatty, thank you so much. We really appreciate it.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
It's 813 at Magic 99.5.